Okay, here we are again. I'm still bad about getting these podcasts done. I'm within 16 days to the end of my culinary program. And it'll be interesting to see how things are going to be once I get back to real life. But even in that statement, I mean, even though I'm in the Disney bubble, right now, this is reality for me and it's real life. But once it's over, I get back home and I get back into the normal pace of things. It's going to be boring because I've become used to a fast pace. And I'm going to have to get used to. Well, I'm going to have to relearn how to do things back home. Unlike other people that, you know, come to this program or the regular Disney College program are young kids. And they notice so many big changes within themselves. Me, I'm middle-aged, and I'm pretty much set the way I'm going to be regardless. And I won't notice any changes because I haven't changed. But when I get back, it's going to be a big adjustment due to I'm not going to be working here at Disney no more. I'm going to be returning to school, and I'll have my regular, normal house stuff to do that I've been doing for a long time. But other than that, nothing will change. I mean, yes, like I said, the work and then being able to go to the parks anytime I want. And even though this has been a crappy experience and nothing's really worked out proper, the thing is, I've had good roommates. I can't complain at all about them. And I've been able to go to the parks whenever I wanted to, even though it hadn't been much. And unlike the other CP kids, they've been spending money left and right. And I haven't because, I mean, yeah, I've bought a few pins and ate at the park 2 times and bought like 3 drinks. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, the regular CP kids shoots through their entire paychecks, spends thousands of dollars during the time they're here, and I haven't spent that much, about 30 or 40 bucks at best. But it's going to be a big adjustment getting used to the old pace. And in many ways, I wish when I applied for the extension, they would have gave me everything I wanted because I would like to have stayed a little bit longer. But since they didn't give me everything, I had to, you know, just turn it down. And plus, in a way, I'm glad they didn't give me everything because I wanted seasonal and I wanted a different location. Okay, they gave me 2 different locations, 2.5 months at each location, and more money. That wasn't going to cut it. I wanted a different location and be put seasonal so this way I could go back to school, finish up, and then come back, work. Then at the end of time working, I could go back to school, do more work, and, you know, just bounce back and forth. But that didn't happen, so I'm just going to go back to school, and I might reapply, and then this way I'll be done with school, and then I can come back to Disney. I don't know if I'll come back to Florida, which I probably would because I like it here. But I might also contemplate California. Nah, I couldn't help California. I'd just rather come back here to Florida. But anyway, life is about to get interesting. I mean, granted, yes, I only have like 16 days left, but still. I got a networking event to go to tomorrow, and then on the day after tomorrow, I got a CP graduation. But it's like I said, it's even though I haven't changed, things are going to be interesting to see getting back into the old swing of things. But anyway, I got work in just a few hours, so I got to get on, get sleep. I'll be doing another one probably tomorrow. And discuss the event, and then probably day after tomorrow talking about CP graduation. Then I know some probably about the day before I leave here and go back to Vegas, I'll probably do one. And just to sum up and do an overview of my entire program. All right. Good night, all. Holler at y'all tomorrow. Bye.